gutted to leave at the time, and it looked good at the time that we were going to get a ground and push for promotion, but obviously that didn't happen down there, unfortunately. So, I mean, for me personally, it was the right move, but yeah, I'm gutted. I always want the Pirates to do well, and I always get back there and watch them when I can and catch up with the boys, and hopefully one day they will get it all together.
So what do you make of the jump then to the Premiership? Is it massively different to what?
No, it's not a huge jump. I mean, obviously it is tougher, it's a bit quicker and a bit more physical than that, but overall I think you just kind of adapt to it.
Well, obviously, whatever you did do worked because you got the Supporters' Player of the Season. What was your first reaction when you heard you'd won that?
Oh, I was pretty shocked, to be honest. Wouldn't have thought I'd get that at all. There was a lot of boys who I'd probably pick ahead of me to get that. Quite an honour, really.
So, who's the toughest opponent you've been up against so far, you think, in the Premiership?
All the back rowers you play against, like Lewis Moody and those kind of people, are all pretty full on and tough men,
It must be a bit odd when you're taking the field all the time with guys you've watched when you were a kid, even on TV, playing
Oh,
internationals.
yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. You have to kind of ignore it and carry on with the game, otherwise you'd be kind of shocked for the whole game.
What are the hopes for next season? It's obviously tough to stay in that division.
Yeah, we've got a few new boys coming in and a few leaving. But I mean, the goal this year is just to stay up and not go down again. But obviously, in the coming year now, we want to push on and go a little bit higher. We'll have to wait and see, work hard in the coming months and see how we get on.